Good morning.
Yeah, God bless you. How are you? Let's pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Oh God, we come here, Lord, because we know that you are our all-sufficient God. And Father, you are our strength. Oh God, and you said that your strength is made perfect in our weaknesses, Lord. So, Father, this morning I pray that may you help us in our weakness, Father God, to be able to do service unto you. Lord, you love us and you died for us, Lord, that, Father, today we may stand up as Abraham's seeds, Father, knowing who our Father is. Praise you, worship you, and thank you. So, Father, we've come here this morning, Father, forgetting the past, but, Father, looking forward, Lord, and Father, we live in the present tense, knowing that, Father, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Help us, Lord Jesus. And Father, help me, Father, oh God, to bring these few things that you put on my mind to your children. Oh God, I just want to be an instrument of communication, a channel of communication, Father. So use me, Father, to communicate your thoughts to your children this morning. Grant it, Father, we commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. 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 All right, so good morning. You may be seated. So this morning, today, and maybe I'll also come back here again, I think, on the 21st of this month. So what I wanted to speak on today is the Lord's Prayer Part 7. The Lord's Prayer Part 7, El Shaddai. Amen. This is a very, brethren, please pray for me. We are getting into, you know, substance. We will be getting into the message of Brother Branham. Okay? And obviously, you know, when you begin to also go that deep, it's like when you are taking a dive, the deeper you go, you have a lot of pressure, right? The deeper you go into the ocean, the pressure, the heart. And that's when you really have to rely only on God. You can't do it on your own because you're getting to God's terrain. And when you get there, it's not how much you study, it's not how much you know, how much you understand, but it's God who begins to direct you. Look at this. Take this message. Study the Bible this way. Look at that. Okay? So we're going to talk about El Shaddai. But this is another characteristic of God. Now, up to Genesis 17, God, always known by either Elohim or his personal name, that was the proper name that I told you nobody can call. And we try to call it that either Jehovah, Yahweh, different people, right? But from Genesis 17 on, God began to now attach the characteristics to every name when it appears. And that's what we'll be getting into now. God began to attach not just his name, like you see, like one person who tried to do that is Alexander. Because he conquered so much, he wanted to attach another characteristics to his name, Alexander the Great. Okay? So we are going to speak about another characteristic of the Father, El Shaddai. So as you can see, until this part 7, we haven't even started the Lord's Prayer per se. Okay? We haven't started the prayer itself. All we've done so far is trying to recognize who exactly we are addressing when we say the Lord's Prayer. We are trying to recognize who exactly are we addressing when we say our Father in the Lord's Prayer. You see, when he addressed, "Oh Father," Philip asked him, "Tell her who the Father." He said, "When you see me, you've seen the Father. The Father and I, we are one." So he knew what he was addressing. Amen. Now, how do we recognize him? All what we've done so far, how do we recognize him? Okay, how can I know for sure that my prayer will be granted and I can rest assured? Because that's all what it boils down to, faith. Knowing that when you ask him, he will answer your prayer. Amen? Take it in the natural. Let's say if you know somebody, you're going to ask somebody something. And you know by the characteristics of that person that that person is a nice, trustworthy. That's a natural. You can go to that person freely and say, can I do the, can I do? And you can, you at least almost, I won't say 100%, but almost, amen, almost you are assured that what you're going to ask, you're certain that he will give you maybe what you're going to, or grant you your request. Amen? Amen? But if, on the other hand, okay, you know for sure that person is the meanest man in town, you tell yourself, don't even bother. It's a waste of your time. Amen? Yeah. So, Brother Branham said in victory in Sierra Vista, he said that in Sierra Vista, we thank thee because I know that you'll hear prayer. And we come to thee most humbly and most sincerely, knowing that it would be wrong to ask you things that we are just imagining in our mind. So that's where we are trying to get to, that when you're approaching God, when you're going to ask him things, you know, that thing that you imagine, can God do this? Will he do that? Will he do that? You go to God with certainty. And throughout the ages, God has bring people, for people to get to that point. And that's what we are trying to get to. And he said, we want to be earnest and dead. We want to be earnest and dead sure that what we are asking, amen, we must believe it. And know that it is God's will to give it to us. Because we have solved it out in our heart with all we know. So that's what we are trying to get to now. Okay? But before we go on the subject, I would like to quickly recap what we've gone through quick to make a bridge. Because we saw that the proper name of God was introduced for the first time in Genesis 2:4. When God created man and began to have family. When he came down, the genealogy began to start. God came down and was known by name that have four consonants, and nobody knows exactly how to pronounce that name. But then, you know, people try to fill in vowels, the different, that's why you hear the different people say we are the assemblies of Yahweh, we are the followers of Yahweh, some of the Jehovah Witnesses, all different kinds of names. Amen. We saw that the name also in the literature, if you do a search, is called the Tetragrammaton. Amen. But God, in his grace and mercy, and we saw last time that God before, he said, as it was in the time of Lot, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. In the time of Lot, what happened? God, before he went to destroy, he said, can I withhold anything from Abraham, knowing that he will inherit? And at the end, God sent a prophet to call Abraham's seed. Amen. Amen? According to a spiritual seed. So, and God, the word, Jesus said, my word shall not return to me void until it accomplished the purpose for which was sent. And he said, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be at the coming. So at the coming, God sent a prophet to call the bride. So we're in the same position as Abraham. God said, all this that I'm going to do with all the mysteries in the Bible, can I keep secret from my bride about what I'm going to, knowing that the bride is going to be heir of all things, can I? So God bring a prophet who begin to reveal everything to us. And now here, listen to this year, the identifier masterpiece of God. He came to reflect the Father, and the Father was the Word. Amen. Now I feel really religious. He came to reflect the Father's Word. God said he will be there, and there he was, the perfect masterpiece of God's great handiwork. Oh, mine. God bless you. Oh, mine. He was a perfect reflection of him. He reflected everything that God has spoke of. He reflected what Adam said about him. He reflected about all the prophets said, about all the patriarchs said. Everything that he said, he was a fulfillment of the word. All types was fulfilling him. Yeah, he became, now this is where I want you to begin now to pay attention. Yeah, he became Jehovah of the New Testament. He was the Old Testament Jehovah. And I thought that the word Jehovah is just interpretation. I mean, what vowels people put in it. The Jew themselves, they don't call that name. They'll either call it Hashem, their name. If you know any true Hebrew, ask him what is Hashem. He will tell you their name he cannot pronounce. Some people call it, sometimes they say Adonai. So when you hear about Adonai, that's a name, but they can't write it. Okay? But isn't there in the interpretation of your Bible, okay, they even put a capital L, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. That's the proper name of God they're trying, that nobody knows. But now here we have a prophet who came. He became Jehovah of the New Testament. He was the Old Testament Jehovah. The word then, which was in the pillar of fire, was made manifest and dwell among us. Amen? Jehovah of the Old Testament became Jesus of the New Testament. Amen. He was a perfect reflection of God. Amen. So for you and I, okay, for you and I, the case of what that name nobody can pronounce, what is a tetragrammaton, for me now it's just literature out there. For me the case is settled. Amen. For the only one name, only for about one name we are given to be saved by the name of Jesus. Obviously, the Jews say Yeshua because, like I told you, there's no J in Hebrew. We got the J through the Romans languages is Y, okay? Yeshua or whatever, okay? Jesus is the only name given to mankind to be saved by. So for me, anyone, the name that a Jew cannot pronounce, if you remember, when he was on the cross, it was just finished. What happened? The veil of the temple ripped from top to bottom. And the holies of holies that nobody can go to. That name that nobody can pronounce, it was hanging there on the cross. It is just finished. So for you and I today, not to call on that name is death. Before going behind that curtain was death. But today, not going there is death. Amen. We know that tetragrammaton, the Jesus, the Jehovah, whatever, Yahweh, whatever they couldn't call, God sent a prophet and said, don't worry about that name. That name is Jesus. That's the only name given to mankind to be saved by. And that's why everything that we do, do it in the name of Jesus. Amen? All right. So, we saw that Abraham, we saw last time that Abraham was just an ordinary man like you and I. And Brother Abraham, Brother Abraham said he was first converted from paganism and to so. So don't think that, well, God speaks to Abraham in a special way. No, Abraham was just like you and I, okay? Nothing special about him, but God electing him and chose him by sovereign grace. Amen. Nothing that he did. And we went and saw some of the things about Abraham, okay? And the same applies to you and I today. But now this is the thing, however, it was his sovereign grace. But God never blessed Abraham as long as he did not separate. God told him, get thee out of your kindred, your country. He spoke to Abraham. But Abraham was carrying a heavy cargo with him. God never told him that. He said, get thee.
Amen? But Abraham was going with a cargo. A cargo that he didn't know what to do with it. Okay, for a long time. Okay, so now, God's election called for separation to become a crossover. And I told you last time what the word Hebrew mean. The word Hebrew, when you say, call crossover. And Abraham, for the first time, I think it was Genesis 14, 12, was the first time that qualification was added to Abraham, named Abraham the Hebrew. That was after he dissociated himself. He's already separated. And that's why God, that name called Abraham the Hebrew. So if you speak to any Jew, and you tell him a Hebrew, he say, what do I talk about? Are you from Israel? No. Then you ask him, what does the word Hebrew mean? And if he doesn't know, Italian is spelled in Hebrew, I-V-R-I, Ivri. Or the language of it is I-V-R-I-T, Ivrit. Tell him what Ivri mean. He said, oh, what does it mean in Hebrew? He said, oh, it means crossover. Then you tell him, when I left the world, I crossed over into a new land. And I crossed over into the land of the Holy Ghost. When I left all my old habits, I left the world of sin. I crossed over into the land of the Holy Ghost. I became a Hebrew. I became a crossover. Okay? Hebrew is just your language that says that. In French or in English, we say crossover. I am a crossover, so I'm a Hebrew. All right? So here, let me quickly read something for you here to that effect. Like I told you I was studying. I didn't even know Brother Bram talk about it, but Brother Bram dropped many things without necessarily insisting on them. Now, in the conditional covenant, Brother Bram said, now, God calling, and he gave the covenant to Abraham. Abraham separated himself from his people and went over into a strange land, crossed Euphrates. And I believe there is given the word in Hebrew. You see, I read all that. I've heard that message. I never pick it up. That's what Brother Brown's talking about. But you see, yet drop it there. And it's, I believe there is given the word in Hebrew. And he continued. He didn't even make any special comment about it. He didn't say nothing about it. There it was. Abraham, the Hebrew. A crossover. Ivri. That's what it means. Because it crossed over. There's nothing, it has nothing to do with a special race of people. It just means it was a characteristic of a person who walked with God. Amen. Because he crossed over and was called that way. Amen? Amen? And he crossed, and then here, Brother Bram got the next phrase, and he crossed over. Yeah. You see, now he began to give, and that's a definition in Hebrew, crossover. Yeah. But Brother Bram just said it, and then God allowed the prophet, right after he said that, and he said, and I believe there is given the word in Hebrew, period. And God allowed him to even give that pure definition of the word in Hebrew. And he crossed over. Amen. Brother Brown never said that. I said that in Hebrew. It was God, Elohim, speaking. Amen. One day when a bride comes, God opened our eyes, we catch those things. Amen. Because Jesus said unto people outside, I speak in parable. But to you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Amen? So, and he crossed over, separated himself to walk in a strange land among strange people, speaking strange languages. That's the way he does. Yet, you'll come out from among your associate, walk among strangers that you used to not know, people who is strange to you, yet you find out they are precious citizens of the kingdom of God. And that's why we should value each other. Amen. When God brings us together, that's not a time to fight against each other. Because God saw that he brought, we are all crossover. We are Hebrew, God is gathering.
Amen.
Amen. Right. We become precious. Amen. Amen. Now, one more quote here. And now, when Lot took his choice and went down to the plains, down in Sodom and Gomorrah, we realize Hart was a lukewarm believer, and what happened to Lot? But God never did bless Abraham. God never did bless Abraham until he fully separated himself from Lot. Lot kept hanging on. He was a hare in the soup, and he just absolutely couldn't go on. And that's what the matter today. We got little old Lot hanging around. And the reason that we can't go on with God. Somebody, one of the church members said, well, if he preaches that, I'll get out of there. Put the hair out of the soup and go on. That's the only thing to do. Preach the gospel, amen. Regardless if you have to preach it to four posts, I'd rather lay on my stomach and drink branch water and eat soda crackers and preach the true word of God than eat fried chicken every day and ride in Cadillac. Amen? Amen. I'd rather do it and know that you are right in the sight of God. Amen. I don't say that for a joke. This is not a place for joke. I don't believe in joking, but that's the truth. Amen? Amen. Now, finishing the separation. Now, but when you have separated yourself from the things of the world, cross over that separating line. See, we're running in a cross over that separating line. Amen. And are sojourning in a strange land, a land like you wasn't in the beginning, with a people that you never associated with in the beginning. It's where you were before. You come with people that you never associated with before. That's a strange land for you. Amen. Amen? Amen? Then you become a spiritual Jew. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Amen. Because the same way that Abraham by faith left his country, left his people, went to a strange land, amen, with strange people. You have left your people, left the world behind, left your associate behind, cross over, amen, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Abraham crossed the Euphrates, but we're crossing over through the blood of Jesus Christ. And are sojourners seeking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Like Abraham was, pilgrims along with him, dwelling in tents, churches, fellow citizens of the kingdom of heaven, heirs of all things through Jesus Christ. See, and Abraham, and here we have crossover, separated. Amen. That's what a Hebrew is. So now, let's tackle our subject, El Shaddai. Now we are beginning what is called the compound name of God. And I'm sure you have read about the seven compound redemptive name of God. You know, like I said before, I begin to study Hebrew. Well, when you hear things, you believe it, you hear that's the word, you go on, right? And many times I hear people like Brother Brown would say they were beating the door without even know what they're talking about. Amen? Now, God is identified by his characteristics. Amen? So let us read the first, let us read a scripture for today. It's in Genesis 17. I have it here also on you because I want to refer to it in the Hebrew. Genesis 17. Let's rise to our feet to read our scripture this morning. Genesis 17. Genesis 17, 1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the reason I say this way, that's the way is you say the numbers in Hebrew. Okay? 90 years old and 9. The Lord, you see capital, you see how written there, right? So here, they're talking here about that name, that proper name. The Lord appeared to Abraham, amen, and said unto him, now God is about to begin. Now you separated. I call you. You separated. Now I'm going to. You separated. You've done all that. And if you remember my first of a series is establishing the paternity. Abraham had now established the paternity. There's a clear channel of communication between him and God. Between him and the Lord, the capital L-O-R-D. The father relationship, that's my son Abraham, and I'm the father, Jehovah. That relationship is established. But later on, God is going to come say, okay, that name, yeah, that's what I give you. I'm going to give you, since we started a relationship now, you know who I am. I'm going to give you the name I want for you. We get to that later, okay? Okay, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect. But you see, this is where sometimes, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with the Romans languages Bible, but that's why you miss out things. Because remember, Abraham, by God's grace, you go at the teletranslator when they're trying to do this, okay? And by God's grace, God will give Abraham explain things. Like, for example, when you hear the Lord, each time you say Lord, 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 throughout the whole Bible, in your mind, an English speaker, French, whatever, we're thinking probably the same thing. You may not know exactly what they're, but sometimes they mean things that are east from the west, but use the same word, okay? And here, Abraham said, I'm Almighty God. Now, you may be sitting. May the Lord as a blessed. Who among you have, what is the, now let me come here now. All right, so here it is. What I put here is so this is so, the reason I put in red, so you will understand. Something happened with the Hebrew character here is El Shaddai. So here, you see that's a four letter here. That's what the four letter, the proper name of God I told you, Yud He Vav He. Okay? And here, the Lord, that's for that. And here, Almighty God is here, El Shaddai. But you see, okay, next slide. What happened? Okay, right there. El Shaddai. So the word El, I'm sure you hear people say El, Ella, Elohim. And we won't be able to get into all those El, but all those mean power, the mighty one. Okay, the mighty one, strength, God. Okay? Now, Shad in Hebrew means breast. All right? That's what it is. But you see, when you read the English part, it says nothing. It says, I'm Almighty God. But here is a notion that God is about to put out there of his characteristics. Okay, Shad means breast. So Shaddai means the breasted. Plural. Okay, it's a plural, the breasted God. All right? So if I put together Shaddai, it means the all-sufficient strength giver, nourisher. Mothers are here. They can tell more than what I'm saying. Okay? So, and here's what Bro Bram said. I put a quote there for Bro Bram. Or El means God, and Shad means breast. Shaddai is in the plural. I'm the almighty, the strong one. El, the all-sufficient one. You see it? But you see, for those of you who have the Scofield Bible, how many of you have the Scofield Bible? Go to the page 26 in the footnote. So that's where, like I said, when you're reading just the English or whatever, it's I'm Almighty God. You read that. But there are so many other things you have missed that God, it doesn't mean that it's wrong, but you have missed so many things that God is trying to tell, but you see, but thank God, we, the bride, God sent his prophet, whether you know Hebrew or not know Hebrew, the only thing I'll tell you to do, pay attention to every word that Brother Abraham is preaching. Amen. Honestly, myself, I have to confess to you, like I said before, when you read, you're looking to hear, like Holy Spirit, the token, those are right. But Brother Abraham said many things. Like when I talk about the Hebrew, I would have just passed that and recorded that it means so much important notice about crossover. When you cross over, and that's what the Hebrew means. Until I begin to learn Hebrew, I said, whoa, that's what it means. So the lesson I learned from that is that when you listen to Bro Brown's message, every little thing that he's saying, he's not just throwing out their stories, he's not just putting out their words, he's not just saying things because he doesn't know what to say. God is speaking through the prophet. Pay attention to every single word. Amen. If he says something that you don't understand, you can pause it. What did Roran say this? If he says something, pause it, just read it again. He said that when the Hebrew we cross over. Does that have to do anything? Begin to search. And today, if you remember, the book of Daniel said that knowledge will increase. Today we have all these smartphones. If I want the king of Branham, it's a matter of a minute. I press it. Or you say, Siri, tell me this. Siri, go and search everything. A few seconds, you say, hear the response. Smartphone. Knowledge will increase. If I need to know anything Abraham said, it's a matter of minutes. I have the message. I just go there, the table or whatever. I press it. There it is, Abraham said, right? So read. Knowledge has increased. And what did the book of Daniel said? And those who know that God will do what? Will do exploits. And we are at that time now. Amen. You have everything to go to your computer. You can be in the jungles. I don't care where it is, in the Philippines or Africa, where in the islands. As long as you have internet, what you press, you can hear. Knowledge is increasing. Amen. And those who know that God will do exploits. Amen? So you can read. So that you know that that's what it is. So those who have the Bible in if you go to page 26, under right under Genesis 17, if it's the same, I don't know how it, I got it from Voice of God, from Voice of God like this. It says here, Almighty God, Hebrew El Shaddai. And he said that the etymological signification of Almighty God El Shaddai is both interesting and touching. God, El, signified the strong one. Genesis 1:1. Okay, we got that. The qualifying word Shaddai is formed from the Hebrew word shad, the breast, invariably used in scripture for a woman's breast. Okay? Shaddai therefore means primarily the breasted. God is Shaddai because he is the nourisher, the strength giver, and so in a secondary sense, the satisfier. You see all what you mean by just reading the Almighty God, if you couldn't go to all what the breasted or all that, the nourisher, the satisfier. Amen. So you see, so when you begin to talk about God, and you say, when you say, what else shall die? You say, look, Abraham was 99 years old, but God said, Abraham, you're a baby. Abraham, you are just my baby. You know, Abraham said, it doesn't matter how a child is old, the mother will say, you are my baby. Amen? Amen? Like that woman, when Abraham was go to pray for her, the child, you go, keep calling her my baby. Amen. Abraham said, that's the way it goes. And you see, this is the nature, that's the mother part of God. Amen? 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 And we know that it's in the beginning, God created him male and female in his own image. That's the mother part of God. Coming to nourish her, to satisfy. And have you ever seen a baby nourishing? No matter, they're just playing their finger, they're just sucking, and just playing and trying to sort of pull their mom's hair because they're so happy, they're trying, and the mom says, stop it. Stop doing that. And they're so happy, you know, because they're happy. They have nothing to do. They're reaching up their hand. Sisters, am I right? And that's where God wants you. And that's why when God begin, when God, Abraham, you can cut off this. When God began to come to Abraham, and that relationship is Abraham. Now I just want you to relax on my bosom and just nourish. I'm the breasted God. I'm your satisfier. I'm your nourisher. Just relax. Amen. Amen. So it says here, in a secondary sense, the satisfier who pours out himself into believing lives. As a fretful, unsatisfied babe is not only strengthened and nourished from the mother's breast, but also is quieted, rested. Amen? Amen? Satisfied. So El Shaddai is that name of God which sets him forth as a strength giver and satisfier of his people. Amen. It is on every account to be regretted. That's what you're saying in the Bible. It is on every account to be regretted that Shaddai was translated Almighty. The primary name El, or Elohim, sufficiently signify almightiness already. So all sufficient would far better express both the Hebrew meaning and the characteristic use of the name in Scripture. And you see Brother Branham told you there? You see that little quote I put there? Brother Branham just said, L, the all-sufficient. Amen. The prophet had explained to us. Amen. 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 So now, as I said, L means God. And now that's what we're beginning to need a compound characteristic. I am the one who satisfies you. I will nourish you, I'll take you. Later on, we come Jehovah Jireh. The Jehovah, again, that's the name of the Lord, okay, which can be also L, Jireh compound. Jehovah Nisi, you see, same. The Nisi will come. Jehovah Rapha, or Rafi in Hebrew, I'm the healer. Jehovah Rohi. We begin to see all those compound names and why they begin to be compound. We will get there, okay? So as we can see, after separation, God began to identify himself. Now, in the prayer, God said to his children, don't be like them. Before you ask, your father knows it. Amen. And he said that before he started prayer. Amen. So when you come, do you think that a baby will go to the mother's breast and think that they're not going to be milk? Do you think a baby thinks about that? How many babies are you going to think? The baby say, Mom, do you think you have enough milk for me now to breast? The baby don't care. Right. Have you ever seen that? If you see such a baby, tell me. No. And that's how the God wants it. He's a strength giver. Amen. Infinite source of what we need of him. Amen. When he takes you, don't say, God, like Brother Brown said, take a little fish, put it in an ocean, and okay, what do you mean? Let me just bring a time because there may not be enough for tomorrow. When God keeps you, you're going to say, oh, God, listen, can I get enough? If I get a blessing, what about tomorrow? Maybe let me save some blessing. No. Amen? Amen. So, here, let me read a few quotes for you before my time is over. Brother Abraham say, now we find here, he appears in the name of El Shaddai, the Almighty. But really the word Hebrew was Shad, and Brother Abraham began to spell it S-H-A-D. Some pronounce it Shad. You see how God sent a prophet to help us? Shad means breast, like a woman's breast. And he appeared to him in the name of El Shaddai, which is in the plural, breasted. I am the breasted God. Abraham, 99 years old, walk before me. Be perfect. Believe my word. Just keep on believing. I promise at 75. So you see, Abraham, God gave him a promise at 75. But God watched him from 75 until Abraham was close to 100 years old. Almost 25, God was watching him. So you pray, you ask God something, say, wait, what's happening? God is watching you. Amen. Amen? Amen? Here it is. Been 24 years now since I made you the promise. And what a comfort it ought to have been to an old man, 99 years old, and his strength all gone. And here God stands before him. I'm El Shaddai. I'm the breasted God. Amen. Draw your strength from me. I am your strength. Like the New and Old Testament, New and Old Testament. See, now Brother Brown says the New and Old Testament breasted God. Brother Brown just drop it there and move on. The two breasts of God, the Old and the New Testament. I am the breasted God. Draw your strength from me. Like a little baby when he's sick, fretting, sick, weak, it leans upon his mother's breast and nurses his strength back from the mother. In other words, Abraham, you are nothing but a baby to me. 99 years old, it hasn't been no time, his life. Just remember, Jesus was crucified like yesterday. 1,000 years on earth is just like one day with God. Amen. Amen. Let me read something else to you here. And Father, just now, if there be any that's wayward and indifferent, doesn't know you, doesn't know just how to come, maybe that have just went along and never tried really to come and get born again and then approach you. They're trying to approach you on the outside. May the coming through Christ just now come to the breast of the El Shaddai, which was wounded for our transgression. And then in return tonight, lay their head over on the bosom of the Mother God. Amen. When I say Mother God, I say, what? Mother God? Amen. Rachel, you are blaspheming now. And that's your prophet saying that. Amen. The only one that could give us birth rightly is God. Amen. Our Mother. Amen. And Father, our Redeemer, amen, our loved one. Oh, all in all. God grant it just now. Let me read another one to you. Now, notice real close. God promised Abraham what he was. El Shaddai, the breast. So in other words, he will be the mother to God and to Abraham. Is God a mother? Brother Brown was asking, is God a mother? Sure he is. We are born of God. Is that right? So that makes God our mother. Amen. God is our father. Amen. God in Christ is our brother. Amen. Is that right? Congregation says amen. That's right. Amen. And God, Christ, is our bridegroom. And we are all the bride. Amen. Amen. This is the other part of the covenant God made with his people and with Christ. We took Christ up as a memorial. As a memorial and shed forth the Holy Spirit here as his covenant with his people. And I have a few more minutes. I want to also read you some more thing here. And Brother Bram said here, though you are weak, okay, my promise and not from me your strength. I'm the creator that hung the heavens and earth. Put the stars out yonder. Is anything too great for God? I am El Shaddai, and you are my child. Amen. Though you are weak, and I'm letting you get that way, just to see what you do about it. Amen. I'm going to make an example for people hereafter, that men will believe my word. I'll stand by it, no matter what it takes. How long? I'll do it. I'll stand by it. El Shaddai. Draw your strength from me. Oh, you say, if I could believe, he is still El Shaddai. He is still the breasted God, New and Old Testament. You see, Brother Brown, drop it there again and keep moving. Amen. Amen. Just draw your strength from me, from it. Oh, everything you have need of. The baby, he's helpless. He has to pull his strength from his mother. That's the only way he can get his strength. That's the only way a believer can get his strength, is pull it from the Word of God. That's his strength. God promises to him, stand by and believe it. And not only is the little baby here represented when it's sick, it's fretting, the mother can put it to her breast, and it goes to nursing its strength back. It's satisfied while it's nursing. That's the way with the real child of God. No matter what the skeptic says, whatever it believes, if you truly believe it, Jesus can't lie. You are satisfied that it's revealed to you. You've got the promise, and nothing is going to stop it. On this rock, I'll build my church. See, spiritual, revealed word of truth, while waiting, resting in your faith. Take God's promise. I believe you, Lord. You promised to give me the baptism of the Spirit. I'm resting. Amen. My faith that I have in you, I'm drawing from my resource. I'm drawing from my resource, for my health, from your resource, the word. The man shall not live by bread alone, but out of the bosom of God shall he nurse his strength. Amen. Every word that comes out of the mouth of God shall he receive his strength as it comes from the mouth of God. Like Abraham, mouth of God, the word, like Abraham was resting. Now he had lived with Sarah since he was a little girl. Okay, I'll stop right there. Okay? We got the most important part of
And here, let me read the last one. I think that's it. So we stop here because our time is over. And like I said, pray for me. We get it into some deep area, you know, beginning to bring re-characteristic can begin to be a little deeper, need a little prayer. And again, me, what I would like to many do is that whatever I found, I want to see what the prophet said about it. Because for me, the word, this is the Bible, but God sent his prophet to reveal the mysteries that are in the Bible. So the word of the prophet becomes the amen to the word of God. Amen. When the word is read and I read the prophet words, that's an amen. And amen in Hebrew means so be it. Amen. Amen. So let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. Oh God, El Shaddai, the blessed God. Father, we have no strength on our own. We can only nourish our strength from you. Help us today, Father. Nourish us, Father, with your word, the Old and the New Testament. Oh God, we just want to lay our head on your bosom and, Father, nourish our strength from you and be satisfied and rest. Oh Lord, give us that faith to know that you are the all-sufficient, almighty God. Father, thank you. And Lord, bless the service, the oncoming service. Bless the minister. And Father, we also pray for Brother Mike and his wife in North Carolina. Brother Mike will be preaching. May you bless him, anoint him, anoint the people, bless the service. Give him your word to your children over there. And Father, help me for the rest. Oh God, as I prepare, oh Lord, the remaining of the series. Lord, I'm only depending on you. I want to nourish my knowledge from you. I want to nourish, Father God, everything I will say to your children from you. Because Father, as your prophet said, one day we all stand for what we say. And Father, I want to make sure, Lord, I say it according to the word that you sent to your prophet, William Marion Branham. I don't want to deviate from it. I don't want to say anything that's contrary to it. So, Father, if I'm studying and anything that will be contrary, Father, you have the right, you have the power to block my mind.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord God. We commit all to your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.